Now, I'm sure a lot of people would figure that music played in Egypt, in Pakistan, in India, Turkey, Greece, Lebanon, Israel, and even in some parts of the Armenian culture, certainly wouldn't seem much related to the Scotch bagpipe. And yet the Scotch and the Irish, the Ilian pipes, the bagpipe as we know it, also has its equivalent in Macedonia and in many of the old Middle Eastern countries, and there are examples of bagpipes from thousands of years ago. The bagpipe, as you all know, has a chanter or a reed, and this instrument, I don't know if you all can see it in the back, is called the shanai. Turkey, they call it the zurna. India, they call it the hurna. There are different names for it, but it's all the same instrument. And it has the same reed almost as a bagpipe. In fact, I use a bagpipe chanter reed to play this so that I can play it in tune with Western instruments. The sound we associate usually with snakes because of the fact that that's the cliche for the shanai. Is usually accompanied by a drum, thank you, called the dumbek, because this is the kind of music that, like so much other music, has a percussion accompaniment. The dumbek is named after itself. It goes along with the shanai. The low note is called the dum, the high note called the bek. And if you want to learn dum, dumbek, dumbek, dum, dumbek, dum, dumbek, dumbek, and you can get fancier with the dumbek to accompany, just as is done in a lot of Irish music, the buran player will accompany the figures that the melody's playing and answer that in the drum. The same is true in this. So this basic rhythm you can use the talking effect to have a kind of a bass part. Yeah. You can even play melodies. However, that melody, thanks. That melody's not played too often in the Middle East, but there are others that are. There's also the tambourine. This is an open tambourine I got giving a concert tour in Sri Lanka, and it's played like this. It's also in Egypt played on the shoulder. And the band leader actually conducts the whole band from his shoulder. So what we're trying to do now is to play a Middle Eastern kind of a pipe, a shanai. This is a song called Ayah Zain, and if you all want to clap along with the rhythm, I'll make just a very short version of a melody that's thousands and thousands of years old. Again, the instrument's a shanai, and I learned this in Cairo when I was working there 2 years ago, giving some concerts, and musicians were kind enough to show me a fraction of the fantastic pipe music of the Middle East.